The pandemic has wreaked havoc on our nation's school systems. Families have struggled to cope with online learning, especially those who have children with special needs. I'm Casey Ellingson, and I heard from two Lubbock families who had very different experiences.
Come on, son.
16-year-old Mahaya Moore stands beside her mom at their Cajun food stand at a local farmer's market in Lubbock. Mahaya was born hypoxic, meaning her brain was deprived of oxygen at birth. She has epilepsy, and multiple grand mal seizures have left her brain damaged. Talking is a challenge, but she's learned to form sentences.
Mahaya has a saying at the market, Louisiana style. Everybody hears it.
That's Mahaya's mom, Kate Moore. Her daughter's wild red hair and outgoing demeanor makes her the best marketing tool for her parents.
So what would you recommend me getting?
I mean, dodo chili?
Chili?
So when the school shut down in spring because of COVID-19, Mahaya didn't do well.
Most special needs children need a structure. But when she was removed from that, she lost that structure, lost the learning skills they do every day.
Kate and Mitchell did their best to provide the structure Mahaya thrives in. But virtual learning didn't replicate the benefits of being in the classroom. Plus, her parents were also homeschooling her three siblings. So this fall, when Friendship ISD gave families the choice to return in person or virtually, the Moore family sent their anxious daughter back in person.
I was glad to see them.
That's Mahaya's special ed teacher, Deborah Hardy.
This year with a mask, speaking through the mask, I may have to ask them to repeat it like three times, and I hate to do that.
Despite these challenges, Kate says her daughter's fears about the virus have faded. And Mahaya now loves wearing her mask because it makes her feel like an EMT.
Are you done?
In another household, same school district, a computer reads a test question to 6-year-old Olivia Anders.
They are very slow.
Olivia's in pink kitten pajamas, and her wheelchair is pulled close to the monitor. Her mom supports her arm as she punches the answer onto the touchscreen monitor. She's got cerebral palsy. She's using her mom's computer because the test didn't work on her tablet. Here's her mom, Chelsea Anders.
So she has a physical disability. She does not have an intellectual disability.
In fact, Chelsea says Olivia scored in the 97th percentile for reading. Unlike Mahaya's parents, Chelsea opted to keep Olivia home to avoid the health risks. She was also trying to shift Olivia from the special ed class to the mainstream kindergarten class. But when school started, it took 2 weeks to access her mainstream classroom online.
Day one was like, all right, okay, not gonna get upset. But by day four, I'm thinking, this doesn't feel right to me.
Chelsea contacted multiple administrators, all the way up to the district's special education director, Jill Jacquees.
I think it was a learning curve for everyone because we had to learn how the technology and the learning platforms were going to link together.
I get it. Like, if a technical glitch is the reason that this is happening, 1 day or 2 days. If you can't figure it out in 2 days, then you need to come up with another solution. So I think probably what's happening is she just got left out.
Here's attorney Colleen Elby with Disability Rights Texas.
The success in virtual learning is definitely a combination of the need of the student, its family involvement, but then very, very importantly, a commitment to providing quality services, whether that's to a child sitting in a desk or sitting in a chair in their living room. That can be done, and it has been done.
Chelsea Anders didn't feel that commitment from Friendship ISD. By the time Olivia was able to access her classroom, her parents were fed up. They transferred her to Lubbock ISD, which was offering Olivia a dedicated aide. The new school's special ed staff even came to the house to meet Olivia. The only catch, she has to go in person.
We didn't want to look a gift horse in the mouth, right? LISD's willingness to get her a one-on-one aid, I think that probably was the most important thing to us.
Chelsea says so far, her daughter seems happy at her new school. Meanwhile, Mahaya Moore, the high school sophomore, is in her 7th week in person at Friendship ISD. Back at the coffee shop near the farmer's market, Mahaya's dad, Mitchell, has nothing but praise for the school district and the teachers.
She's back on track to be an honor roll student again. Friendship is a great district. I cannot highly praise the Friendship teachers here.
This is why we moved here.
In Lubbock, I'm Casey Ellingson.